in. Oh, George, we've got company.
Come on in, fellas. Special Service presents the Burns and Allen Show with Bill Goodwin, Felix Mills Orchestra, and the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie.
Well, in Gracie's vernacular, there are only five more hinting days till Christmas. So, as George comes down to breakfast, Gracie starts hinting.
Good morning, dear.
Bonjour, bonjour. Come and tell me who. Très charmant.
Why, all the French.
Oh, forgive me. I have the hardest time remembering that you're not Charles Boyer.
Charles Boyer?
Oh, you're much younger, of course.
Gracie, what is this all about?
Oh, Gracie, Gracie, you lucky girl. What other woman has a husband as handsome as Charles Boyer, as smart as Einstein, and as generous as Santa Claus? Jingle bells.
It's almost Christmas.
Christmas? My goodness, so it is. Well, it certainly slipped up on you, doesn't it?
In this house, it slips up on you like a herd of elephants.
Well, now, just look at that calendar. There are only 5 shopping days left. I just say that in case you forgot to get a present for one of your relatives.
Say.
Particularly a relative by marriage.
Uh-huh.
Like a wife or something.
Certainly don't need a calendar to tell me when it's Christmas. Everybody starts to hint for a present. People are so nice. They just can't do enough for
us. Oh, George, that's just your imagination.
Well, good morning, folks. Here's your orange juice. And, Mr. Burns, I brought you an extra tall glass this morning, and I picked out every seed so they wouldn't get stuck in your handsome throat.
You're dead, huh?
Yes. Tell me now, is there anything else I can do? Would you like for me to feed you this morning?
No, thanks.
Try a bit of that marmalade on your toast. It'll bring a smile to your handsome face.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Regan.
Christmas? Saints preserve us. It is almost Christmas, isn't it? Why, Santa Claus will be here before we know it, won't you, Mr. Burns?
George would make a darling Santa Claus, especially one of those street corner Santas. They're so cute with their red suit and little bell and pot hanging beside them.
What's so funny?
Oh, Carol, you'd be different. Your pot would be hanging in front of you.
What would you like for Christmas, Mrs. Regan?
Ah, now, Mr. Burns, I don't want you to go out and buy me a present.
No?
No, just give me some little thing you might have lying about the house. You know me, anything at all. Just those that's green.
Well, for example, a green what?
How about a green $20 bill?
Yes, I've got a few soiled ones I can't use.
Well, I'll be getting back to the kitchen. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
You see, Gracie, everybody is trying to get a Christmas present out of me. Charles Boyer, Errol Flynn. Nobody calls me that in July.
Oh, George, you're just sensitive. Nobody's acting differently.
Come in. Hello, Bill. Why, Clark, when did you get into Sibby? Huh? Oh, it's you, George. I thought you were Clark Gable. What did I tell you?
Well, that's a perfectly understandable mistake, George. Clark Gable is tall, broad-shouldered, powerfully built, and you're, Bill, go out and try it again with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, no, Gracie. I think George is the Gable type.
Okay, Bill. I know you're just hinting for a Christmas present.
George, you don't think I was sincere?
No.
Well, I'm shocked and hurt. After the kind of friend I've been to you. Who came running when there was trouble? I did.
When was that?
Lots of times. I always run over here when I'm in trouble.
Well, that does it. I'll never believe anything nice anyone says about me again. Not only Bill. Everyone pays me some phony compliment just so I'll give them a Christmas present. Calling me Gable, Flynn, Boyer.
Oh, now you're just imagining that, darling. It's natural for people to pay you compliments. After all, you are attractive. You are handsome. You are going shopping, aren't you?
Oh, sure.
Come in. Oh, good morning, Mr. Postman.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's a Christmas package for you.
Oh, thank you.
Anything for me, Mr. Postman?
No, just a package for George Burns.
Well, who do you think I am?
Aren't you Van Johnson?
Here we go again.
Oh, no, Mr. Postman, this is my husband.
Oh, of course. How silly of me. It's that clear-eyed specimen of virile manhood, handsome George Burns.
Okay, Mr. Postman, don't waste your breath. I'm going to give you the same kind of a necktie I gave you last year and nothing more.
You are?
Yes. Well, do you still think I'm a clear-eyed specimen of manhood?
Well, I will admit that when I look at your eyes, I can only admire and respect you.
Really?
Yes. I thought I carried big bags around. Well, goodbye. Merry Christmas. Remember, keep smiling.
Well, Gracie, are you convinced now?
Yes, George, and I think it's shameful. And I want you to know that you don't have to get a present from me.
Oh, but honey, I want to get...
No, George, I mean it. Let's not exchange presents this year.
Well, if you really...
I do, George. I won't get you a present, and you won't get me a present.
Okay.
Now, we'll be saving lots of money, won't we?
Oh, sure. On your present alone, I'm saving $40.
Well, together we're saving $42.50.
Good night, ladies, we're gonna leave you now. Merrily we roll along, merrily we roll along o'er the deep blue sea, o'er the deep blue sea. Farewell, ladies.
Goodbye.
So long.
Good night.
Toodaloo.
Jimmy Cash, our young tenor, sings for you, I'm Making Believe. Sing it, Jim.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you, wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming, so till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light, and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you. Hey. making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe.
Are you back again, Mr. Postman?
Yes, I overlooked this package.
Oh, this is the fancy corn cob pipe I ordered for Bill Goodwin. Better not let Gracie see this. Wouldn't want her to know that I got a present for Bill and none for her.
You're not getting your wife a present?
No.
Oh, if I didn't get mine a present, she'd hit the ceiling with me. I'm having the May Company send some china to my wife.
You are?
Yes. I wish I could find a store that would send my wife to China. See you later, Mr. Mern.
I hope Bill likes his pipe.
Oh, George, where did you leave? What's in that box?
This?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, nothing. Nothing, dear. I'll see you later.
Oh, that little rascal. He's gone and gotten me a present. After we agreed not to. I wonder what it is. I saw the word corn on the box. Could he be giving me his old vaudeville routine? Well, whatever it is, I'll have to go right down to the store and get him something.
And may I be of assistance, madam?
Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Clark, as soon as I can catch my breath. Oh, my, your store's crowded.
Bulging, isn't it?
Yes. Awful. All those poor women in the dress department buying size 14 dresses. My, when they get back on the streets and spread out, they'll be size 20 again.
The hazards of Christmas, madam. Now, what may I do for you?
Well, I'd like a pair of pajamas for my husband.
All right. How about this pattern?
Oh, no, no. I don't care much for those red sunsets.
As those, madam, are polka dots.
Over my husband's hips, there'll be sunsets.
Well, of course, you know him better than I do.
Oh, these are nice. The ones with the stripes.
Yes, they are an attractive model. I wear them myself.
Oh. Oh, then I won't take them. Oh, now, I wouldn't want you to catch cold tonight.
I mean that I wear a similar pair.
Oh. Well, then that's different. I'll take them.
Shall I wrap them as a gift?
Oh, no, no. I don't know you well enough to accept a gift.
Oh. That'll be $10.
Oh, well, here you are. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Well, Mrs. Regan, my Christmas shopping is done. I just got George's present.
Did you know? And what did you get him?
Pajamas. Nice fancy one.
Sure, and it'll be a blessing to get him out of them long white night shirts. Remember the night we heard a noise and found him raiding the icebox?
Oh, my, were we scared. We thought our food was being eaten by a ghost of Whistler's mother.
What a fine sight he was.
I'll hide his present here in the closet.
And I'll be getting back to me cooking.
I'll put it on the shelf under the... Oh, he had the same idea. Here's the little box with my present in it. Oh, should I open it and see what he got for me? Well, sure, that's only fair. I know what I got for him. Oh, my goodness, it's a pipe. Merry Christmas to Bill from George. Oh, he didn't get me a present. Well, I'll have to take these pajamas right back to the store.
Gracie. Oh, Gracie.
She was here not 10 minutes ago, Mr. Burns, hiding your Christmas present in the closet.
Hiding my Christmas present? I didn't expect her to get me a present.
No, it is typical of her sweet nature, Mr. Burns. Even as a girl, she was always buying a collar for some poor old dog that nobody wanted.
Well, if she got me a present, I'll have to get her one.
Yes, you're the lady who bought the pajamas for the husband with the non-skid hip.
Yes. Well, I'd like to return them, please. I found out that my husband wasn't getting me a present.
Oh, that type, huh? Just for spite, why don't you buy him some of this underwear? It's dreadfully uncomfortable.
Oh, no. I'm not mad at him. Just give me my money back.
Very well, if you insist.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Oh, well, if they don't return them now, they return them after Christmas.
Is this the sleeping garment department?
It is.
Good. I'd like to see a nightgown.
This is only a suggestion, but pajamas are more in vogue for men.
Oh, it's not for me. It's for my wife.
I see. Something in an old-fashioned high-neck flannel gown, no doubt?
No, I want one in black lace.
For your wife?
Yes.
Oh, you dog, you.
Now, see here.
Oh, no offense. As clerk to customer, this gown is for your wife.
That's better.
But as man to man, have your fling.
Give me the nightgown. Give me the nightgown.
Well, Mrs. Bacon, everything's all right. I just returned George's present.
Returned it?
Yes.
And he just left here to buy one for you.
Oh. Well, see you later.
Well, Mrs. Regan, everything is all right. I just got Gracie a present.
Got her one. Glory be, she's just returned yours.
Returned it? Then I'll have to return hers.
Hello, remember me?
Definitely.
I want those pajamas back.
Madam, may I make a suggestion? Have your husband sleep in his underwear.
Oh, he does.
Then what are the pajamas for?
Well, what do you think? To keep his underwear from getting wrinkled.
Here's the pajamas.
Oh, and here's your $10. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Oh, why did I ever leave household goods?
Hey, clerk, remember me?
Oh, yes, Daddy. You bought the black lace nightgown.
Yeah, I'd like to return it.
I thought so. Now, how about getting something for your wife?
Look, this is for my wife. That is, it was for my wife. You see, she returned my present. I mean, we agreed not to get presents, and she double-crossed me. So I got her a nightgown. Well, now I have to return it because she returned it. I mean, I don't want to look like a jerk on Christmas.
Daddy, you'd better worry about the other 364 days.
Can't stand fences. So please don't fence me in.
Mrs. Regan, at last it straightened out. I went back to the store and got George's Christmas present again.
Oh, Mrs. Burns, I hate to tell you this.
What?
But Mr. Burns just returned yours.
Oh, well, back I go. No wonder that store looks crowded. I meet myself coming in and out. Mr. Clark. Oh, could he be hiding from me?
Well, hiya, Gracie. What you got in the package?
Oh, hello, Bill. This is a Christmas present I got for George.
Oh. Say, maybe you can help me, Gracie. I'm looking for something very smart in a fox jacket.
Oh, did you try the third floor?
Well, yeah, but I lost her when she got on the elevator.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, great.
Chasing women again. Yeah, haven't you got any ambition?
Yes.
Do you still want to be chasing women when you're 90 years old?
Sure, that's my ambition.
Well, Bill, you'd better be a good boy if you want Santa Claus to come and see you. My mother always told us girls that Santa has two lists. A list of good girls and a list of naughty girls. And on Christmas Eve, he takes only the list of good girls.
Oh, I see. Well, goodbye, Gracie. I'm going over and tell Santa Claus what I want for Christmas.
Oh, you've decided.
Yeah. I want that list he's not using. See you later, Gracie.
I can just get George's pajamas returned. Oh, Mr. Clark, Mr. Clark.
Yes, madam, what can I... Oh, it's you again.
Yes, I'd like my $10, please. I'm returning the pajamas.
Madam, I've been through this 3 times now. On the shelf, try again, back on the shelf, try again, back on the shelf, try again. And now I'm back on the shelf a 4th time. What do you think I am? No. Give me the pajamas.
Oh, thank you. It's no trouble, is it?
Oh, no, no. In fact, here's my card.
What for?
It has my home phone number. You can call me there at night in case of an emergency.
Oh. Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
I doubt it.
Oh, Mr. Clark, I want that nightgown back.
What?
Well, George Burns.
Who are you buying a nightgown for?
Oh, it's for you, honey. Bill just told me you had a present for me, so I thought I'd better get your present back again.
Oh, well, then I'll have to get yours back again.
Wait a minute. Are you two man and wife?
Sure.
That's right.
What a triumph for justice.
Never mind. Let's have the nightgown and pajamas.
Very well. One more mission to the exchange desk, and they're going to give me the oak leaf cluster. Mother told me there'd be days like this.
Well, we're getting our presents after all. George, you think we're doing the right thing?
I don't know. Maybe we should have stuck to our bargain.
Yeah. Maybe we're being weak.
All right. Here are your packages. Good day.
We've changed our mind. Give us our money back.
This game is liable to become as popular as tag.
Never mind. Just give us the money.
Here.
Come on, Gracie.
Oh, and Merry Christmas, Mr. Clark. You know, George, I'm glad we decided to be sensible.
Sure, that's the right idea.
George, that nightgown, was it pretty?
Yeah. That's a frilly black lace.
I see. George, this won't seem like Christmas without presents.
But...
Oh, I don't want anything, but I simply must get something for you.
Oh, no. If I get a gift, you get the nightgown.
Oh, I figured it would work that way. Mr. Clark?
No!
Yes. Look, here's the money. We want the nightgown and pajamas.
Then take them. And if anybody says Merry Christmas, I'll scream.
Come on, Gracie.
Happy New Year, Mr. Clark. Well, dear, satisfied?
I don't know. Hate to make an agreement and then back down.
You mean you're unhappy about it?
A little.
Well, no silly old nightgown is worth it. Mr. Clark!
The money! You want the money. Here's the money. Take the money.
Come on, Gracie.
Well, now it's all settled, and we haven't been weak.
Yeah. I really feel better.
Yeah, me too. The nightgown was black lace, huh?
Yeah, you know, the kind that sort of, you know...
The kind that makes the man more, interested?
Uh-huh.
More,
Uh-huh.
Well, in that case, Mr. Clarence...
The packages! You want the packages? Here are the packages.
Hey, what are you doing?
You're tearing up our gifts.
Yes, and I'm glad. Merry Christmas! Happy New Year!
My goodness, the clerks in stores these days are just impossible.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy things, there's a Garden of Eden, that's what I need. Three old babies with bright and light, softly whistle and tender sighs. Stop. Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop. If at your life you'll linger there a little while, there is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans.
Now here are George and Gracie.
George, I know we agreed not to get presents for each other, but I was sure you'd get something for me, so I put something under the tree for you.
Really? What?
A list of what I'd like.
Very good.